Is podcasting big in India?
No, it's not at all. Mm. Yeah, it's not much people listening to podcasts.
Interesting. Well, hopefully you can change that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we are on the track of doing that. So, yeah. So, hey guys, I have Jonathan with me. Jonathan is the co-founder of Penji. Penji is a dependable on-demand design service that helps marketing teams receive unlimited custom design at a flat monthly cost. So, Jonathan, tell us a little bit about yourself, like your background and what made you create Penji.
Yeah, sure. You want to know how or why we created Penji?
Both.
Yeah, all right, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sunil, for having me on the show. Really appreciate it. My name is Jonathan, co-founder of Penji, and we created Penji. We originally started as an agency years ago, and we created this tool for ourselves internally to use, and it turned into something much bigger than any of us could have imagined. A simple design project management solution that we created internally really helped us scale, really helped us think about what design, how the design process should be done. And it led us down this path of unlimited graphic design, this on-demand design service. It started in Vietnam, believe it or not. The idea originally was created in Vietnam on like some random island that we were traveling to. And we went to a coffee shop and we're like, crap, we need to change things. And then, you know, the idea was born. Now we have over 200 plus customers and growing steadily. And it's been an amazing ride. I think the one thing that I can say in full confidence that this is the most fun I've had in creating any business. I've created multiple businesses before. Yeah. But the reason why this one's special is because of the problem that we're solving. Right. It's such a large problem that we are solving because design is so subjective and it's extremely difficult to receive designs in a timely manner, in an efficient manner, and communication with your designer is also critical. So our job is to kind of solve all of that in one easy to use platform, which is Penji.
Right. So that sounds totally cool. I am still curious, like, what were you doing in Vietnam? Like, were you on some work trip or were you on a like leisure trip?
Yeah, so it was, I'd say a combination of both. I think my co-founder and I, we have business in Vietnam. And so for us, it was like, yeah, we get to go and work on business. But at the same time, anytime that you have the ability to expand your mind and travel to new places, I always recommend people doing that. And so for us, we were hitting a very interesting point in our personal lives and our business lives. And we're like, you know what? We need to go on a trip to expand, to surround ourselves in these different environments, other than your apartment, other than your office or whatever it may be, and find a way to be acclimated into a new environment and maybe a different language or whatever it may be. And so what we did was, but right before we left, we said to ourselves, no matter what happens on this trip, we need to come back as different men.
Right.
And we did just that. That was about a year ago. Fast forward to today. When we first started talking, I was in Vietnam the second time.
Right.
And there was another pilgrimage that we needed to have, and that was to update Penji.
Okay.
And to come back as even better men.
Right.
And so there's a lot of things. There's so many things that are left in Vietnam that are not physical, but are more unobtainable and just intangible that we've left in Vietnam. And now we're coming back from this trip as just new, refined, better men.
Right. So maybe can we say that if you wouldn't have went to Vietnam at the first place, you wouldn't thought of Penji, right?
That's a very good point. You're probably right. I think we would have come up with a version of Penji, but I don't think it would have been as clear as it is now, right? Because of that experience of what happened in Vietnam.
Right. So can you tell me the team behind Penji? Like you are, I know you as a co-founder. Maybe if you can tell me some great behind your help with Penji from the right at its beginning, right from Vietnam.
So like how we built Penji to where it is today?
Right. Like maybe the team behind it who helped you.
Yeah. First. Yeah, I'd say the theme has just been, grit has just been us like not stopping. I think in the very beginning when we started Penji, it was like, hey, this is a huge problem to solve.
Right.
And it was a big enough problem that we would have never have thought is as large as it is. And we kind of just like went around passion. In necessarily numbers. So throughout this journey, I think now we are more a numbers driven company. Mm-hmm. So the theme is more so just like finding yourself, finding out what works, but becoming more prepared. Okay. Now, because of our growth and because of us hiring people, it's not about me anymore. It's not about it's about the company. It's about the people that are associated with the company. It's about right. the team members. Right. So now it's just a matter of like being more prepared for them so you can make better decisions as a business professional.
Okay. Can you give me some like great team members who have been there from the beginning?
Yeah. I mean, we have 30 people. Okay. And turnover, very rarely do we fire somebody. Mm-hmm. When we hire people, we hire people for strategic purposes and for strategic needs. Mm-hmm. We don't overextend ourselves because it just to find, put a place for somebody. Right. Every single person has a purpose. The designers, and we know how many designers we need in order to grow the business, in order to help our customers. We know how many sales professionals and experts in content marketing. A large majority of the people, actually every single person on the company right now has been there since day one. And we've let a couple of designers here and there go because of performance and et cetera. But for the most part, our core team has been around since the inception of Penji.
That's really great. That's I think is a dream for any co-founder or any person who owns a business, like having the perfect team.
Yep. Yeah.
So my next question to you is like, why do you think like design, just before you said design is subjective, right? The what's most important in the design process is the communication with the designer. Why do you think like design is so important into marketing world?
So marketing is the single greatest differentiating factor in all of business.
Right.
You can look at companies like Apple. You can look at companies like E3 is going on right now, which is a gaming conference.
Right.
Everything is in the marketing and everything is in the quality of design. So design allows you the ability to separate yourself from your competition. It allows you to have a refined and fresh approach to your branding. It allows people to trust who you are. So design is such a critical element to any form of graphic design or any form of branding in business. And so I'd say that it's single greatest differentiator, but at the same time, it's also one of the most important factors in your business. Quality design, good design, consistent design is imperative and it will help you grow your business, hopefully in terms of sales, if you have the right design and the right approach to how to design.
Right. So now you just told us like why design is so important to marketing agencies. Why designing is important because like it makes them put out there in a very unique way. Because now if you think of the design of what is created by Apple, so if you just see the design, you can guess it's okay. It's by Apple, so it has to be great. So it has. Yep. So Apple has set the benchmark for the designs.
Exactly.
Right. So my next question is, how can Penji benefit these marketers and marketing agents?
So I guess for a marketing agency, there's a couple of things. Number one, a marketing agency in particular has a design bottleneck. Right. We always get this point in business where we're like, holy crap, I have so much work. I don't know how I'm going to be able to live my life. I'm going to be designing for the next month and a half. And so we can help you alleviate some of that. That's number one. So design bottlenecks. Number two is going to be able to save time. So if you're the type of person that's constantly designing for your business, mm-hmm. and well, how else, how is the rest of the business running if you're designing?
Right.
So it saves the person time.
Right.
And then the last aspect I'd say is the project management piece in the organization. We allow you to, Penji allows you to scale your design efforts. So if you want to be able to find out what you did on Christmas of 2 years ago, in this situation, Christmas last year, or if you want to be able to look at an ad that was done in the month of May and whatever it may be, you can go back in time and be able to see what it is that you designed. You can go back in time and see what you did, what style you chose last year versus what you think you should choose this year. So it allows you to organize, communicate, and then also, and most importantly, communicate with your design team. So rather than going through emails and going through Slack messages and figuring out what the heck was said, you have an easy process where you can just click on a couple of buttons, type in what it is that you're looking for, talk to a designer, just like kind of like via text, but a live person. And you can also tell us what you do and what you don't like about designs.
Right.
So for example, if I have a design and it's a social media graphic and I spelt your name wrong, I spelled Sunil wrong, mm-hmm. and it's just like quote, you know, this long quote and it's by you, I spelt mm-hmm. your name wrong by accident. All you have to do is take your mouse, click on a button and tell us that we spelled it wrong. So then we can fix it. So
right.
it allows the process of revisions, which is probably one of the hardest things to do
right.
in business, in design, is to fix something that's designed. We make it easier for the designer. So all of those three things, I think, are key points as to why agencies should use Penji.
Right. And I totally accept with those three points. Since we are a marketing agency, we actually see ourselves lacking on those exact three points. And the majority that where we lack on is revisions, because when our client get back to us, so when we give our clients a list of our creatives, or basically a folder with full of creatives for them, and then when they get back to us with okay changes in each creative, so it makes us real. The process itself is really hard to loop and to reiterate and to give them the updated design. So I think I am totally accepting as a marketing agency owner, I am totally accepting what you are saying here, and I think all the others will too.
I think so. I want to expand on that. Like, you being an agency, you know what it is. So we were an agency too, and we know exactly what your pain points are and what it is that like you need. So like, we created a tool specifically for, you know, what we once were. So we know what your pains are. We know how to service you. So for a marketing agency right now that's listening that needs some type of graphic design help, we want to be there in order to help them.
Great. So about the process, so can you...
Yeah, so number one, as soon as you go onto Penji's website, penji.co, you go to the pricing page, you sign up and become a customer. Mm-hmm. Between the sign-up process and the submission of your first design, we want it to be under 3 minutes or less. So once you submit the design, once you sign up to become a member, you're met with a back-end platform, and it asks you things like, what do you want to design? Do you need a logo? Do you need a website? Do you need marketing materials? And you just pick and choose what it is that you need. Once you pick what it is that you need, say a logo, you tell us what you want it to look like. You tell us the color scheme, some inspiration. You can click and drag some inspirations and put it onto Penji. And then you hit create project. And then once you hit create project, we have a timetable, a maximum deadline of 48 hours. We'll deliver it every design request in under 48 hours or less. And then we do it all over again once you receive your design. So you can load Penji as you can submit as many design requests as you want. There's
right.
unlimited amount of design requests that you can submit, and we'll get to as many as we possibly can on a monthly basis.
Okay.
Once you approve the designs.
Okay, that's the really unique process, and I think you are really solving a very good pain point for marketing agencies here.
Yeah,
so you saw the pain point as an agency, and then you developed Penjin. Now you're solving it for a lot of agencies, like, which is really great. So I want to know, like, how can Penjin help the marketing agencies? Like, with what things that Penjin can help them? Like logos, brochures, etc.
Yeah. So there's no limitations to what you can request us to do. So we could do a logo, social media content, brochures. I think there's over like 100 plus things that we could do. Google ads, social ads,
right.
You know, Pinterest, so, email newsletters. I'm trying to think of things that like a lot of people don't normally ask that are that we could do. I think the most important thing, t-shirt design is huge. Any type of merch related design, mm-hmm. the print on demand community likes, you know, is a huge fan of this, like this on demand design. And then the last thing, unlike our most of our competition, we do web design, logo design, and app design.
Okay.
Nice. So if the client needs help, say you, the agency or the agency that's listening, you need a website done. You can create the homepage, and then we will create all the internal pages. Or you don't want to do any of the design and you just need the app done. We'll design the whole app for you and give it to you. And the most important part is that we'll send you the brand asset files that you need for your business.
Okay.
So if you want it in a PSD, if you need it in a JPEG or PDF or whatever it is that you need, we'll send it to you. So in this form, so if you're a web designer or if you're an app developer, you take the PSD files and you convert it into code. We make it easy. So you just ask what file you need and we'll give it to you.
That's really great because since we also work with a designer, it's really hard for some designers to give away their supported files, basically, maybe an Illustrator file, it may be a PhD file. So it's very hard for a freelance designer or maybe some designing agencies because they don't want to, I don't know what's the exact thing which is causing a problem here, but they don't want to share it their work. They just give it or maybe the most safest way for their design to not get tampered. So I think really Penjin is doing a really great job solving this huge for marketing agencies. Because
see,
I told you, like, I have been following you since we have been connected for so long, and I've been following you on Facebook and on maybe Slack. I think we share a community called Online Geniuses. Is that?
Yeah. We've been like, I feel like for me, every time that I needed, I was like, hey, I need help with this. I need help with that. You've always been like the first person to always respond to me. So I really appreciate that. Because we always need help, right? Everybody needs help in this world.
Right.
Regardless whether you're here in the United States or you're in what, New Delhi?
India, Pune.
Oh, okay. In India. All right. So we all need help. It's a shared economy. So we need to be able to help each other out.
Right. And I think you also have a great community of designers.
Yeah, we do. We have all of our designers have agency experience. So that's always good. I think that's like one of the hardest things to give. But they also go through a pretty strenuous design enrollment. So everybody's trained, everybody knows design, they know what to do, they know how to do it. And so we're not hiring, bad designers. We're hiring, hopefully, what we believe is the best of the best.
Right. So with maybe a few couple of lines, can you tell my audience that why Penjin and why should they get on board with Penjin?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think if anything else, if you need graphic design help, if you have a design need or you're hitting a design bottleneck, or maybe you just lacking creativity when it comes to your own designs, we'd love for you to try Penjin out. We'd love for you to call you a member. We'd love to be able to support your needs, etc.
Right.
But most importantly, if you're not in need, we'd love to just be able to help out any way we can. So I'd love to be able to just say like my email, and you can always email me directly. So if you need an introduction, if you are just trying to grow your business and you have any question, I know the conversion between US dollars to your currency may not be like the most advantageous, but if nothing else, I'd rather be there for support, because I personally believe in entrepreneurship. I believe in a community where we help each other. Nice. So my email address is jonathan@penghi.co, which is jonathan@penghi.co. You can email me directly with any question that you have. I do my best to answer all my emails. And then if you want to go over to Penghi, just penghi.co, P-E-N-J-I.co. And you know, you can sign up if you feel fit, read about it, take the concept and create it yourself, whatever you want to do. Hey. It's there for the taking.
So cool. Hey guys, that was Jonathan. I'll leave down his email address and his website below in the description, so you guys can check it out.